أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وطائفة قد أهمتهم أنفسهم يظنون بالله غير الحق ظن الجاهلية يقولون هل لنا من الأمر من شيء قل إن الأمر كله لله. In the previous ayats we read, this is with regard to the battle of Uhud, the second battle of Islam, where the Muslims had initially a great victory, but due to some misunderstanding, it turned into a great loss. And after that loss, the Muslims were they had lost like a lot of hope, etc. So on that occasion, it comes in the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala sent sleep upon them, a heavy sleep. And there were three great benefits of the sleep. That is, the loss that they had suffered, now when they woke up, they became fresh, and that they did not feel that loss anymore as such. Second, they were very despondent with regard to their close people who had become shaheed, who had suffered injuries. That also Allah made it lighter for them. And thirdly, Allah gave them new vigor to fight the enemy again. And just like a fresh army, they got ready to fight the enemy again. So that was with regard to the true Muslims, the Sahaba. However, mixed with them were another group, the Munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who did not actually come for the benefit and honor of Islam, but they came just for the spoils of war. That the material things that we get, for that they had come. So with regard to them, Allah Ta'ala says, وَطَائِفَةٌ قَدْ أَهَمَّتْهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ اور بعضوں کو فکر پر رہا تھا اپنی جان کا. And some of them, that is these munafiqeen, all they were worried of their own lives. When they saw that now there is a defeat on the battlefield, all their worry was how we can get away from here and how we can save our lives. يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ خیال کرتے تھے اللہ پر جھوٹے خیال. And they were thinking about Allah Ta'ala in a wrong way. ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِيَّ جَاهِلُ جَيْسَ. Like in the days of Jahalat, like people of ignorance, like that they had wrong thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. What were those wrong thoughts that they had? يَقُولُونَ هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. کہتے تھے کچھ بھی کام ہے ہمارے ہاتھ میں. Is anything in our hands? These words outwardly were correct, and they used it, the outward words, in order to establish a wrong belief of theirs. They said, have we got anything? Have we got any say in anything? That is, in front of taqdeer, our asbab does not help. And that is a true thing, that whatever means we use for anything, in front of taqdeer, our asbab does not help us at all. So that was outwardly they had said. قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ تُكَيْهِ سَبْ كَامْ هِي اللَّهِ كَيْ حَاتْ. Said that the outward argument of that, Allah Ta'ala gives the answer to that and said, yes, it is right. All matters are only in the hands of Allah. You can try whatever means you want to. Your means are not going to prove and help anything. What is written in taqdeer, only that will happen. Now Allah Ta'ala explains, this was the outward words they said, but actually they were hiding in that their evilness, their jahalat. And what was that? يُخْفُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا لَا يُبْدُونَ لَكَ. وہ اپنے جی میں چھپاتے تھے جو تجھ سے ظاہر نہیں کرتے. They were hiding in their hearts that which they were not making, letting you know what they have got in their hearts. And they had great evil in their hearts. What was that? يقولون لو كان لنا من الأمر شيء ما قتلنا هاهنا. کہتے ہیں اگر کچھ کام ہوتا ہمارے ہاتھ تو ہم مارے نہ جاتے اس جگہ. That if we had matters in our way and things should go in our way, then we should not have been killed here and we should not have been losing this battle. What was that? They gave mashura when the Mushura was made that the enemy, the Kufar of Makkah, have come to attack Medina, so what should we do? Their opinion was, we should not go out of Medina to defend ourselves, we should stay in Medina. We should not go out of Medina to attack the enemy, but we should stay in Medina and defend ourselves. After the Mashura, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the decision that we should go out and go to Uhud and meet the army there. So with regard to this, they said that what is in our hands, they were actually meaning nobody listens to us. We got no power. Our views are not accepted. Our views are not listened to. That is what they were actually meaning, and they kept that like a hidden from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That why didn't you listen to us? And if we should have listened to us, according to them, that we should not have suffered this loss yet. So in answer to that, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ لَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ تُوْكِهْ كَأَغَرْ تُمْ أَبْنِي غَارُوْ مَنْ هُوْتَي. Say to them that even if you were in your homes, if you were protected in your homes, لَبَرَزَ الَّذِينَ كُتِبَ عَلِهِمُ الْقَتْلِ إِلَى مَضَاجِئِهِمْ. البتہ باہر نکلتے جن پر لکھ دیا تھا مارا جانا. Definitely, those people for whom death was written, though they were in their homes, they should have come out and they should have reached those places where maut is written. Maut for every person is written on its specific time and a specific place. That you wonder, and people also talk that normally that person shouldn't go there or he shouldn't go at that time. But that day he went. It is maut that takes you to that place. So Allah says that to your planning to save yourself from maut can never save you. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. The maut that you are running away from, that maut will meet you face to face. And you will go where your maut is written. وَلِيَفْتَلِيَ اللَّهُ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ. Or Allah ko aazmana tha jo kuch tumhari ji mein, and Allah wanted to test you of that which was in your heart, and Allah wanted to cleanse that. وَلِيُمَحْحِصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Or saaf karna tha uska jo tumhari dil mein hai, and Allah wanted to purify your heart. All this happened so that Allah could make the islah, the tarbiyat of them, and correct them. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Or Allah janta hai dilo ki bhed, and Allah perfectly knows the secret of every heart. Many times we say we are doing this for this reason, but actually it is for some other reason. It is just an outward excuse, and that happens across the board. Our children also, they say we want to go here, we want to do that, and why? They give some reason, but actually the reason is something else. A husband also, he says some things he wants to do, but outwardly something, but inwardly there is something else. The wife also, across the board, this illness which Allah wants to purify us from, it is still very much strong in us. We say something, but we mean something else. We've got something hidden in our hearts, outwardly we are showing a different picture. And this munafaqat, this hypocrisy, Allah wants to purify us of this. And as the Sahaba, they were the greatest. So Allah wanted the most pure for them and purify them completely. And we also should take a lesson from this and purify ourselves. Not have something in our heart, on our tongue is something else. Something else in our heart and our actions are something else. Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to correct and become sincere. When the heart and our actions, the heart and our words correspond, that is sincerity. And when there is difference between the two, that is hypocrisy. And unfortunately, by and large, we are still very much guilty of this hypocrisy. And it's necessary that we purify ourselves. Otherwise, the only place it will get purified will be the fire of Jahannam. Allah save us. So we should work in this direction to make sure that what we have in our heart is on our tongue. What is in our heart, that must be in our actions. And that what must be in the heart must be that which Allah wants, to please Allah, not our nafs, not people, etc. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.